Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Rockaholics, the phone number here at the Daily Mix Show is 206-803-ROCK. You can call in at any point during the show for any reason at all and weigh in. Right now, we're talking about Costco. It brings out a lot of passion in us.
I was just there yesterday.
Were you feeling passionate?
Yes, actually.
What were you getting at Costco?
Well, we went there mainly to get toilet paper because you get a crap ton, pun intended, I guess, of toilet paper. But we like getting the Kirkland brand. That's like our one. You know, it's the price is good.
Signature.
The Kirkland signature, baby. So we get to that corner where they have all the toilet paper, and all they had were Charmin's. And it was funny because at first I'm like staring, and I almost I don't know what to do right now. I don't see what we usually get. They usually have a crap ton of the Kirkland one. My wife's like, where's the Kirkland? I'm like, I have no idea. And then I started realizing there was like a handful of us looking like zombies, all probably trying to get the Kirkland brand, but it wasn't there.
Very brand loyal.
And you're just like, I guess I'll take the Charmin one.
Because you got to have toilet paper.
Well, we were down to our last roll. So yes, we absolutely did. So it was dumb, but like the whole time, I'm like, I can't believe, why don't they have their own brand? It's Kirkland brand.
Well, there's a lady who's getting made fun of on TikTok because she was having a bit of a rant due to some Costco changes. And I noticed this, but I felt the opposite way about it. The paper towels are now not individually wrapped in plastic. When you open them up, they're just in the giant thing.
Oh, we never get paper towels from them.
Really?
I always get my paper towels from them. I get my Kleenex. But this lady was losing it. Here is her rant.
Kirkland towels. So disappointed. I was trying to put my groceries away, trying to store my stuff away, and then I find out they're not individually wrapped. You know how hard it is for me to store things when I am limited on space, and I appreciate that they're individually wrapped so I can make them fit and use them when I need them? Come on, Kirkland. I know everybody's trying to save money, but seriously?
How about save the planet and reduce waste? That's how I was feeling. I got excited when I opened up my paper towels. I was like, yeah, they're not using all that plastic.
That's the funny part.
It seems so unnecessary.
Is apparently they didn't do this to cut cost. There was a petition from Costco users that were complaining about them having extra packaging because of, you know, hey, we could reduce paper wrapper waste and things along those lines. So it wasn't even about cost for Costco. They were just trying to make every other Costco customer happy. I don't know why we're going on social media mad about these things. Like, it is such a weird world that we live in. Like, these are those moments where you're like, you know what? I'm so mad. I'm going to go on social media and people are going to rally behind me and actually backfire it. Everyone's making fun of her for it.
I'm making fun of her for it.
I do want to give a quick shout out to Josh. Justin. Justin at Costco. It was nice to meet him. It's always fun when you just randomly going around and just like, hey, I thought I'd run into you at some point, but here we are. Costco.
Nice.
I almost was going to, hey, we want to hit the samples together or not?
Do you guys have something that drives you crazy about Costco or something that you maybe even that you really like about Costco?
I really like Costco, but I don't really, really like it like my husband likes it. Like, he would rather go to Costco without me because
attaboy.
Because he's on the loose. He's like a child in a candy store. He can buy whatever he wants. But when I'm there, I'm like, we don't need that. We don't need that. Like, last time he went to Costco, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there is a liquor, it's a brandy, but it's in a bottle shaped like a dragon, and it's in like its own case. And my husband has never once asked or tasted brandy or said he liked brandy. And anyway, he sent me a picture. He's like, babe, can I please, please get this?
How much
like,
is it?
That's what I was gonna
I think
ask.
It's like $150. And I was like, what are you gonna do with that? Are you actually gonna drink it? And
just
he was
stare
like,
at it.
He was like, it's a great conversation starter. What? For all the people we don't have over, you just want it on display just in case?
I might visit you guys if you have this on display.
And then, but would you ever drink out of it?
Well, I'm not a brandy kind of guy.
Neither is he!
I haven't seen this thing that he's talking about.
I don't know anyone that's a brandy person.
Dude, I almost bought a laptop yesterday I don't even need.
That's what always happens when you go there. You have a list of like 3 to 10 things and then you end up buying stuff that you didn't have
on your list. $300 and I was like, oh, I don't even, she's like, I don't even think it's good quality. I'm like, for $300, it's worth finding out. I do need a laptop.
That's the magic of Costco.
I mean, eventually we'll need one, and that seems like a pretty good price. Sarah showed me a picture of this brandy display. I think he needs to get this.
It is kind of cool.
Look at that dragon. And what's the red thing? It's got like a ball in its mouth? Looks like it's
hope it's breathing fire.
I have no idea. And I'm like, if somebody wants it, are we ever going to open it?
No, but dude, if anyone walked into your home, if you're having a party and they see that, they are definitely going to want to talk about that. Look at that fancy yellow gold mat that it's on, like a little mattress. This thing is incredible.
I'm going to want to drink it.
When's his birthday?
Not till November. So. Okay,
so we have time.
You guys have time to
crowdfund it. Yeah, we can crowdfund it.
I'm down to start a GoFundMe for him.
I hate you guys.
It's under $200, it looks.
Yeah, it is. He's literally going there today. I am not playing this audio because he'll be like, see, everyone agrees with me, babe.
You're lucky I don't have a cell phone because I would be Danny, him and I, whenever you think about when to buy something, both of us are the guys that will be like, do it.
You are the worst influences.
No regrets. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Growing up, we know that you probably played some stupid games with your friends.
Lawn darts.
What were those games? 206-803-ROCK. We bring this up because there is a woman from Florida named Amber.
Okay.
And she got caught shoplifting from a Walmart. But she claims that the reason she was doing this shoplifting was because she was playing a game called 21, where you steal as much as you can from the store and then dump it into a random car.
Is this an actual thing? Like, if we looked up the game of 21, this is going to show up? Or is she just making this up to get out of getting arrested?
This I don't know.
Okay, so you've never played 21. Other than, like, blackjack. I mean, I've never heard of such a thing.
I would like to know why it's called 21.
Maybe it's 21 objects you have to take? I don't know. Or maybe she just made it up and that was the first thing she thought of was 21. I don't know. Why are we trying to get in the mind of an idiot?
She did end up getting arrested.
Okay.
Not for shoplifting, but for drug trafficking.
What?
Yeah. Here is Amber being talked to by the police.
We're doing an investigation right now. Apparently somebody walked out with a
car. Put it in a random car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. Would you come over by the car with us?
Whose car is it?
I don't know.
Me neither.
So where's all your stuff you took out of the store? And
I just put it in a random car that was open.
In a random car that was open?
Yeah.
For what?
Because y'all were coming and I just ran up to the car and put it on. It's a game that we play. It's called 21. It's basically like you go and steal on the field and you get out without getting caught.
So
I did it one other time than this time, but I got caught this time. So now I got to figure out where my purse is and where my merchandise is, because now I got to give all my merchandise back to Walmart. So it's not really a game.
Yeah,
it is a game.
It's theft.
To you, that's theft. It's fun, too. It's really fun.
Oh, going to jail is fun.
It's really fun. It's not really a game. And I love that the cop is just like, yeah, it's called theft.
Yeah.
But she said it with such confidence. Granted, that might have been the meth talking. But she said it with such confidence that it sounds like as if like this is a game that she plays.
Like they should just let her go because it's just a game.
She's going to give everything back.
Of course.
And I love how she's like, yeah, it's in a random car. I don't know whose car that is.
So when the
police, this makes all the sense in the world.
Absolutely. And so when the police did find which car it was, there was more than $1,000 worth of stolen goods in the backseat. But also in the backseat were the drugs, which was marijuana, meth, drug paraphernalia, and a locked safe with bars of silver, copper, and platinum.
Wait, they sell all that at Walmart too? Probably not.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But that was what she ended up getting arrested for, was all this
drug. So that's for the drug trafficking. I bet she got dinged for shoplifting as well. I don't think they believed her that her game was 21. Like, you know what? We'll let that part go. But the meth and the drugs and the gold, that we can't let slide.
Did you have any invented game that you participated in as a child?
See, I don't know if they were like invented by us or it was just kind of passed around. I'm sure people have maybe played different versions of this, but we had when around 4th of July, which, I mean, it's not yet. I was suddenly looking at the counter. Like, it's not like today or anything like that. But we would take bottle rockets and aim them at each other.
Yeah.
And you have a head start. You could start running. And then all of a sudden, you'd shoot it at them. And more often than not, it didn't get you because bottle rockets just kind of went everywhere, you know?
So your aim is bad then, yeah?
Well, I mean, fortunately, my friend's aim was bad as well. Like, luckily, I mentioned jokingly, but we played lawn darts. But that wasn't like we made that up. But we would do it late at night and on the beach. And it still blows my mind that my mom and my buddy Chris's mom were just like, and we would tell them, like, we're going to the beach to go play lawn darts. All right, come back when you guys are done. And in my head, I'm like, maybe they were drunk. And I was like, oh, see how this happens, how this unfolds. But that was kind of crazy. That, and do you ever play, like, I know, like, we've all played, like, tag.
Sure.
Yeah.
But we play flashlight tag at night. Did you ever do that?
You hit him over the head with a flashlight and knock him out?
Yes. it was not nearly as clever.
Are you dressed in dark clothing, I would assume?
You were just kind of trying to hide, and then if you got you would get tagged by someone flashing a flashlight at you.
Hmm. Okay.
It was crazy.
You guys sound wild.
Yeah, we were nuts. We were nuts. We were bonkers on the loose in the dark.
You want to know what we used to do?
Yes.
It was really crazy. You know, like the signs that you'd see after someone mopped a floor, like, be careful, the floor is wet signs?
Okay.
They're a little like mini sandwich board kind of thing.
Yeah, the yellow ones.
My girlfriend and I used to steal those and then write each other notes on them and then hide it somewhere where the other one would find it.
Like, where would you hide it?
Like, in her car with the drug paraphernalia. No, just kidding. But like in her car,
on the other side of the sign.
That kind of stuff. So we would steal the wet floor caution signs.
Did you ever give them back?
No. I think I might still have one in my garage that I've been saving.
But what was like the game?
It was not really, it was just like, hey, look, I did it again.
Yeah, being stupid.
I found another stupid wet floor sign, and now it's yours.
But you said, what stupid games did you play? And this is the game you came up with?
This was the game
there
we came up with.
There was no winning.
Well, the winning is finding the sign.
At least for mine, like, winning is when you don't get impaled by a lawn dart. Danny, did you have any stupid games that you and your friends would play that were actual games?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, ours was terrible, and I still feel bad about this one. But we used to have water balloons and, you know, the super soakers in the back of our car, and we'd drive around, especially before school, and we'd go to the middle school because we were in high school, so we were cool, right? So we'd go to the middle school and we'd try to shoot kids with water super soakers as they were walking. And if you got a body shot, it was 5 points. If you got a leg shot, it was 2 points, so on and so forth. And it was just, you know, to get them super soaked with water. There's nothing in there besides just water. And then, you know, sometimes when we run out of water.
So it could have been a lot worse.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. But we just used the water balloons.
The Daily Migs Show.
What stupid games did you play or create as a kid? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Bob in Tacoma, you, like Steve Miggs, used to do some stuff with bottle rockets.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I thought of another one, too, that's even better. Can I say it or can I do both?
Yeah, give us both.
Okay, first one was in junior high before I was driving. We would go around and collect apples in the neighborhood, drill quarter-inch holes in them, put firecrackers in them, and we'd have apple shrapnel wars where we'd
apple fight shrapnel.
Them and throw them at each other.
I love that. I mean, don't do that at home, kids, but I love that.
And then the other one was piggybacking on Miggs's, where we were driving, and back in the 70s, the cars had a little sill above the window between the window and the hood. And so we would take bottle rockets and put them up there and then light them and then drive towards our buddy's car and joust with bottle rockets and cars.
Dude, we used to do that with, not with cars, but we'd have jousting with like either lightsabers or like cardboard tubes on bicycles, and you'd go and ride as fast as possible at each other to see who could knock the other person off the bike.
God, you're a wild child.
This is what happens when your parents don't get you cable.
AL on the I-5. What is this with the reefs? Roofs off people's houses. The roofs?
No, we would take the Christmas wreath.
Oh, wreaths. Got it.
Wreaths, yeah. And we would snatch them off one house, take them to the neighbor or across the street, and hang them on their door.
It's like wreath bombing.
That is funny,
yeah,
because...
When it was got done with that, weather got better, we would do the same thing with wind chimes.
You're just creating chaos and confusion all around your neighborhood.
I think that's funny. I like it.
It's harmless. It's kind of weird, but it's awesome.
Ryan in Seattle, what exactly would you do with zip ties?
Morning, y'all.
What's up?
So back in high school, all my friends and I played a game called Zip Ties, where everyone would carry, you know, a full packet of zip ties in their backpack, and then you'd get a certain amount of points if you were able to zip tie somebody's belt or somebody's belt loop or somebody's backpack handle. You got extra points if you got a zip tie around somebody's glasses, and extra points if you were able to zip tie somebody's backpack to their chair or to their desk.
That's fun. I want to do that here.
Yeah, no, it's a great time and a huge feeling of accomplishment when you get it done.
Scott in Kirkland, you would play what you called assassination.
Yeah, I went to high school in the 80s.
Okay.
And I'm sure you could never get away with this now, but we would all draw names, and you would run around with a dart gun or a disc shooter, and if you tagged the other person with the dart, you would get their name, and eventually you would come down to just one person, and it would be mono a mono.
Wow.
That sounds trouble.
I love how creative some of these games are. Right. Somebody just texted in at 206-803-ROCK and said, Migs, you grew up in New York. Did you ever play Suicide? Yes.
What's that?
I had to double check it to make sure I had the rules correct. It's the name is way more harm. It's not that. Well, it does hurt a little bit, this game. But it was a game with a ball. And we would just throw balls against the wall, like everyone, like stoop ball or
wall ball.
So the game, basically, you throw the ball against the wall. And if the ball bounces off the wall and hits the ground, a player is free to grab the ball and then rethrow it. If the ball is caught by another player before it hits the ground, then whoever threw that ball needs to run to the wall. and you have to hurry. And if you can get to the wall before you, the other person has the right to then throw that ball at you.
Ooh.
And if it hits you, then I think you line up against the wall, and then you get pegged by the ball. And the ball was like one of those, not like a Spalding ball, but it was like a harder version, almost like a lacrosse ball.
Ow.
A little less like thick. As a, I don't know how to describe it. It was a small ball. But man, when you would get pegged, it hurt.
It was a dense ball.
And you'd have to line up against the wall, put your hands up against the wall, and it was like a firing line. It's just like, and you can't see. So you're just standing there with your face at a, up against a wall, wondering, when is this going to happen? And you just hear like the or you hear the ball hit it, or you feel it, which sucked. And the game was called Suicide. I don't remember all the rules fully, but I remember playing that every day. It was a blast.
Get like a welt on your leg.
You would come home with welts, but your parents knew why. Like, are you playing Suicide again? No one ever said stop playing it. They were just like, I'm playing Suicide again. Yeah, Mom.
206-803-ROCK. We're talking about the stupid games we played or created as kids. I do remember one that we used to do going up to Skagit Speedway, which is a little dirt racetrack where they do sprint car races. We would do basically like Slug Bug, but with safety sweatshirts. You know, people that wear like the safety sweatshirts that have like the...
Yep.
Oh, sure.
Like the reflective gear. The reflective gear.
Yeah, so it was like a Slug Bug. But if you saw somebody with a safety sweatshirt, you gotta whack him in the shoulder.
Did you say anything?
And up there, I don't think we said anything. I think we just hit each other. I don't know if we had a word for it. But you can imagine how many safety sweatshirts are at a dirt racetrack in Skagit County.
You should have had like a fun term for it.
Maybe we did and I just don't remember.
Like reflect this.
Bam.
I don't know.
The Daily Migs Show.